This week on Minnesota Native News, Minneapolis celebrates American Indian Heritage Month, a new group of artists learn their craft in Lower Sioux, and teams gather for the Oiate Language Bowl.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Nationally, November is American Indian Month, but folks in the Twin Cities celebrate American Indian heritage this month, in May. The celebrations kicked off on May 2nd with a parade through the Phillips neighborhood in South Minneapolis. Last weekend alone, there were three powwows on the south side of the city. The All Nations powwow at South High School, the 17th Annual Mother's Day powwow at Little Earth of United Tribes Housing Complex, and the 5th Annual Powwow for Hope, organized by the American Indian Cancer Foundation. The event honors cancer survivors, their caregivers, and loved ones who have passed on. You can find the calendar of all the events celebrating American Indian Heritage Month on the web at MinneapolisMN.gov. The calendar is on the Neighborhood and Community Relations page. Traditional Dakota arts are on display at the Lower Sioux Interpretive Center. The art show is called Tawokaga, which, in Dakota, means making beautiful things. It features quilling, star quilts, cradle boards, and pottery. The Lower Sioux Indian community worked with the organization Dakota Wichowa to pair master artists and young apprentices to create the work on display. Cheyenne St. John is a member of the Lower Sioux Indian community and assistant site manager for the Interpretive Center. She says one of the goals was to bridge the gap between youth and elders.
The elders were the ones that were the knowledge holders when it came to these traditional art forms. So for them to be able to work with some of the younger people in the community, it did a lot in terms of bridging the gap and then spread awareness that the art forms are still alive within the communities.
The Tawokaga exhibit opened on April 30th and can be viewed by appointment only. It was funded by the First Nations Development Institute's Native American Capacity Building Initiative. Dakota speakers from around the Midwest and Western United States came together in St. Paul recently to compete in the second annual Oiate Language Bowl. The language quiz competition is a collaboration between the University of Minnesota and St. Paul Public Schools. Reporter Melissa Townsend talked with Lakota language teacher Barry Frantum about the event.
Barry Frantum teaches Lakota at Harding High School and the American Indian Magnet Middle School in St. Paul. I asked him why he wanted to be involved in the language competition, originally started by the University of Minnesota.
A lot of my kids are very competitive, and they, kind of want to showcase their knowledge.
Frantum says this is definitely the place to show off your language skills, but it's also a way to bridge a growing divide among Dakota people.
In recent years, we have had divisions based on our dialects that we speak. When I was growing up, if a Lakota person said Lakota, that meant everybody. But somewhere along the line, we decided to say Lakota, Dakota, Nakota.
So Barry decided he didn't want to call this the Lakota, Dakota, Nakota Language Bowl. Instead,
the name that we're using is Oiate Language Bowl. And Oiate means nation or people in our language.
He says he got the idea from a monument that he saw at the Little Bighorn Battlefield that honors the American Indian warriors who fought and died there.
When it listed all the known veterans of the Little Bighorn, there was representatives from every band of our nation there. And so rather than saying Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota as well, said Oiate.
So this year, the Oiate Language Bowl winners were the youth and adult teams from Fort Yates, North Dakota, called the Wagon Burners, and the adult team from Lower Sioux Indian Community right here in Minnesota. Congratulations to all those who took part. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
This is Minnesota Native News. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News. Minnesota Native News is also supported in part by the Minnesota Historical Society and their 26 historic sites and museums, including Jeffers Petroglyphs and the Mille Lacs Indian Museum and Trading Post. Jeffers Petroglyphs has 5,000 ancient rock carvings created by American Indians. At the Mille Lacs Indian Museum and Trading Post, visitors explore the lives, art, and culture of the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe. More information is online at mnhs.org.